Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
If you're a massive heavy metal fan, Iron Maiden is coming to Perth. British heavy metal legends Iron Maiden will kick off the Australian leg of their Legacy of the Beast tour at Perth's RAC Arena on May 1st next year. The concert spectacular features a replica Spitfire plane, a giant Icarus, and flamethrowers, which has been designed to mirror their mobile game of the same name. The band, said to be one of the world's most compelling live acts, last toured Australia 4 years ago. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Someone else who's announced Australian shows, My Chemical Romance. The emo band broke the internet when announcing they were rebranding after a 7-year split. But unfortunately, they won't be coming to Perth. You'll have to head over east in March to catch them at the Download Festival in Sydney, and their second date is at the Melbourne show.
Lady Gaga was forced to cancel one of her Wednesday night residency shows in Vegas due to a severe bronchitis and sinus infection. She shared a picture of herself getting an IV drip saying, "I'm so devastated I can't perform tonight for so many people who travelled to come see me. I have a sinus infection and bronchitis and feel very sick and sad, and I never want to let you down." Aww.
Wow. A drip for a sinus infection?
Yeah, she must be pretty sick. It's hard when you're a performer and everyone's counting on you and you get sick and you just can't sing and can't perform. It's pretty tough.
Crazy. After Keanu Reeves and his longtime friend Alexandra Grant was spotted holding hands in LA, fans pointed out how much she looked like Hollywood actress Helen Mirren.
She does, actually.
I had to Google myself. She does.
Yeah.
To which Helen replied she was incredibly flattered she would be. She's 74. I don't know how Alexandra would feel.
I think she'd be flattered too because Helen Mirren is beautiful.
I know, to be compared to her, that's awesome. You look like a 74-year-old and you're only sort of...
But Helen Mirren 44. Doesn't look 74, does she, at all?
No, she doesn't.
And Sesame Street is celebrating 50 years this Sunday. The beloved TV program now reaches over 120 million children worldwide and was originally designed by education professionals and child psychologists with one goal, Pete, to help low-income and minority students aged 2 to 5 to count and to learn their alphabet before they went to school.
It worked on me.
Of course, puppeteer Jim Henson provided all of our favourite Muppets, including Big Bird, Cookie Monster, Grover, Elmo, and The Count.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.